Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
All right, I've got a clip from the Lost Zane recordings here for you on the free platform. A little freebie, a free view, if you will. Remember when we used to play Stump Ron? Ron Van Dimmeren from Celebration Cinema. I just came across a clip from that. It was from the latest edition of the Lost Zane recordings, available on my Patreon. I said, I gotta have everybody hear this. It was a game we'd play from time to time where Ron would come in, we'd talk movies, something stupid would happen, and then people would call in with questions for Ron. Stump Ron movie trivia. So this is part of the Lost Zane recordings, most recent episode that I just posted to my Patreon. If you want the full show, it's part of the weekly content that I upload to the Patreon. 11 bonus episodes each and every week, most weeks. Patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Just $5 or $10 a month gets you all of that content, including 5 Patreon bonus episodes, which is an extension of my daily free podcast, the 2 Lost Zane recordings episodes, not to mention Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, the Insane Asylum, and of course, the latest edition, Who Are These Zanes? Here you go. It's the Stump Ron trivia game that we did on WBBL. Hope you enjoy it. Part of the Lost Zane recordings.
Yes, sir. 800-785-1073. Getting set to play Stump Ron with Ron Van Timmeren, who joins us from Celebration Cinema once again. Everybody who stumps us in Stump Ron movie trivia, I should say Stump the Show movie trivia, is
please,
what we change it to.
We need help.
Ron couldn't get even one right. So 800-785-1073. Everybody who stumps us is in the running for a pair of passes to Celebration Cinema. Ron, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Eric. Good morning, Julius.
Good morning.
A little bit of talk. Let's talk a little bit while we wait for the calls to come in.
Okay.
Stump the Show movie trivia.
Sure.
About what's happening at the movies. I know we talked off the air a little bit about the film debuting that just debuted, The Shack.
Yes. Reviews are horrible. I just was so surprised.
Yeah.
The vitriol of the critics against this faith-based movie was so nice.
What's the matter? What could possibly be wrong?
You know, they're like, melodrama, it's sappy, the music. I mean, they were just cutting it apart. I mean, it was like 8% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Do you think they're beating it up because it's a faith-based movie?
Mostly, yeah.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, and, you know, there's...
Is it possible it's just a bad movie?
No, I saw it last night. And I read the book, okay? So I had a sense going in of what was going on more than what was going on in the movie. Because the book is a lot of talk about between this character Sam Worthington plays, a father who's lost his child tragically in a violent crime, and he's mad at God. So God invites him to the shack for the weekend. And God is played by Octavia Spencer, a Black woman. And so he's there and he gets an awful lot of advice, and it's very inspirational, but it's also a lot of words, right? And a lot of words in a movie, sometimes people don't like that. You know, it's a little slow.
So it's basically Sam Worthington's character and Octavius, what's her face,
Spencer,
are just talking. So it's a big dialogue.
There's also Jesus and this a spirit girl there as well. So he's got the Trinity for
spirit
the weekend.
Girl.
Yes.
I remember when this was was very popular. Like everybody was reading this book.
Yeah.
It seemed like I did not read it, but everybody was reading it around here.
It was a bestseller, millions and 22 million copies sold, and so you know the movie. Could not ever live up to the book, as quite often they don't. And in this case, the critics just didn't like it. But I liked it, and you should see it. Rated PG-13. It'll be, you know, maybe third place at the box office this weekend. But
all right, let's go to Jim in Greenville. Stump the Show movie trivia. Jim, what do you have for us?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
All right, in the James Bond series, Sean Connery, of course, was the first James Bond and was replaced by Roger Moore. But actually, he came back and did one more movie back in the early 80s. I believe it was 83. What was the name of that movie?
That's a good question. I used to know this. My dad's a huge James Bond fan. We watched all of them.
Sean Connery came
back. It actually wasn't part of like the actual sequence of James Bond movies.
Mm.
It correct. It was done, but there were two movies that weren't owned by the original production company. One was Casino Royale and this one.
Right.
Ben, can you help us out here?
Well, I don't want this to be the guess.
Yeah.
But Diamonds Are Forever. Ben, is that?
It's either that or no.
It's not Octopussy.
That's exactly what I wanted to say,
Let's
but I didn't want to say it.
I'd do it.
Well, I just wanted to say Octopussy.
Jim, we're gonna say Octopussy.
No, I'm sorry. It was called Never Say Never Again.
That's right, it was.
All right, Jim, you're in the running.
Way to go.
Can't believe they named a movie Octopussy. I don't know, it makes me uncomfortable. This is Brian in Granville.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Brian.
Okay, in 16 Candles, the character that Molly Ringwald played, she had a pair of grandparents in the movie, and they had a foreign exchange student. What was his actual name? Not the nickname they gave him on the show, but what was his actual name, character-wise?
Are they referring to Long Duck Dong?
That's why I was wondering if that was going to come up.
I've 16 Candles?
I never saw that film.
I've never heard of it.
I have.
What?
Well, it's because you're
Molly Ringwald.
14 years old.
It was one of those John Hughes films in a series that he did in Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Who's John Hughes?
This complete generation gap.
I thought he was going to help us out with this.
I got nothing.
Okay, long. Actually, let me go to Ben. Ben, Long Duck Dong.
Oh, God, that's it. Yep, he was also known as the Donger.
The Donger!
Long Duck Dong. Thank you, buddy. We nailed it.
Way to go.
All right, this is Charlie and Waylon.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Charlie.
In the movie blockbuster, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Sean Penn played Spicoli, and in one scene he has a pizza delivered to class. What was the name of the pizza company that delivered the pizza?
Oh, my God.
Damn.
That's intricate.
Minutia.
I bet you Ron's got this one.
No
come
way.
Man, how the hell
I was
going to
say, Mr. Hand. No.
No idea. Little Caesars. Mike Gillis brought it. What the heck?
What a question.
It was Pizza Guy. Pizza Guy Pizza.
Pizza Guy Pizza.
Hang on, you idiot. 800-785-1073.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Stump the Show movie trivia. Ron, what's next?
No, I meant movie-wise.
Sorry.
No, I have a question.
As we screen a couple more.
The big one this weekend is Logan, as in Wolverine, as in Hugh Jackman is back, or some people say back and for the final time.
Yes, that's what I'm
playing
hearing.
Playing Logan, and this one getting terrific reviews. Patrick Stewart is back in this one, and the little girl, I can't quite figure out, she's got the claws too, like, and he's in charge of taking her someplace to keep her safe because the mutants are being, you know, hunted down.
Again, always. Yes, they're always being hunted down.
That's right. So, an action adventure movie and kind of a Western feel to it, too. So, on the IMAX, D-Box, 2D, it's going to be $60-70 million this weekend.
Yeah.
So, Logan's going to be big.
So, it's not a prequel. It's
in the future, I think.
I can't keep the timeline straight. They bounce around.
I've never seen an X-Men movie.
Oh, my. There's been nine of them.
Yeah, I've never gotten around to one.
I like superhero movies. Sometimes they drive me crazy a little bit, sometimes some of them I don't like, but I've pretty much liked the X-Men film.
Right, and Hugh Jackman was the biggest star out of that whole series of movies. Before I Fall, also going this weekend, kind of a Heathers meets Groundhog's Day is what it's been described as. It's young high school female, bunch of girls out for the joyride. Horrible accident. She dies and relives her life over the last day of her life over and over again until she gets it right.
A lot of touchy feely movies.
Yeah,
exactly. That's PG-13.
Hold that thought, Ron. Okay. We go to Jake in Allendale. Jake, you're on with Stump the Show movie trivia.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. What's your question?
I was wondering if you guys could answer, who are the six actors who played Batman in real life, so not any of the animated Batman?
There's been six?
There have been six.
Well, Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, right?
George Clooney.
Yep.
George Clooney.
Yep.
Hold on.
Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Was James Hold Woods Batman?
No.
Val Kilmer.
Oh, we forgot about him. Okay.
Most of the world has forgotten about Val Kilmer.
So we said Bale, Affleck.
Oh, we got it then.
Keaton.
Didn't he ask for six?
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought we had five.
Yep, six.
We're missing one.
You're missing one.
Read it again.
I didn't write him down. So Bale, Affleck, Keaton,
Clooney.
Kilmer, Clooney. That's five.
Kilmer, Clooney.
Ben?
You're missing the first one.
Keaton?
No. Before Keaton.
Then say it. What is it?
There was one before Keaton?
Oh, there was?
Yeah, the old.
There was one before Keaton through TV and movie who was played Batman. Yep.
Adam West. Adam West is what I was thinking.
He was in a movie? I didn't know that.
What did I say? Did I say Adam West? No, what did I say?
It is Adam West.
You said James Woods.
I said James Woods. That's right.
Thank you, Jake. We got it, though, buddy. We figured it out.
Stupid Family Guy has ruined my brain.
He goes, did I say Adam West? I didn't know that West was in a film version of the camp.
No, he said TV or movie.
Okay. Scott in Wyoming.
Yeah, on the Stump Ron thing,
the
movie Major League, the ballpark that was filmed in is no longer a ballpark anymore. It's torn down. What city was that ballpark in?
Well, you would say Cleveland because that was where they were.
The old stadium,
right? Where did they shoot it?
Didn't they shoot it? At Tiger Stadium? Yeah,
because of where we are and how much we should know that, logic tells me yes.
I think it was Tiger Stadium.
Let's say Tiger Stadium, Scott.
No, it wasn't. It was in Milwaukee.
County Stadium.
Damn it.
That was before. It was before Miller Park. It was just they were tearing it down. I got a friend that's from Milwaukee. She
okay,
was there.
Cool, good. We don't care. Hang out. I'll put you on hold.
I must be in the front row.
Scott might win those tickets. All right, Ron, wrap it up. What else we got here?
We got A United Kingdom, Rosamund Pike, David Oyelowo, one of these historical dramas. He plays the Prince of Botswana, who in the 40s married a white English woman and set off an international incident. This getting fantastic reviews. And then Table 19, a comedy drama. That's the table at a wedding where nobody knows each other, and they got sort of put in the corner because they're a bunch of misfits. They had to invite them, right?
Okay.
I like the cast, though. Anna Kendrick, Craig Robinson, Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, that's
June Squibb, and so that's also running this weekend. But Get Out, the number one movie last weekend, 33 million.
Ask.
Everybody loves it.
What?
Get Out, that story of the black guys that go to the black guy that goes with his white girlfriend up to their house for the weekend.
Okay.
Turns into a zombie or whatever it is.
Ooh, God,
good stuff. It didn't really happen that way.
All right, Ronnie.
Get your tickets online in advance at CelebrationCinema.com. All kinds of good stuff coming, including Kong Skull Island next
weekend. I'm looking
forward
to that.
Yeah.
I love those movies.
Yeah.
All right, Ronnie, we'll see you down the road. Hey. Thank you, buddy. I mean, you forgot your slug line.
Oh, see you at the movies.
Oh, you got to say it right. You got to
see you at the movies.
It's inflates everything. We can't continue. How many people qualified, Ben, for those Celebration Cinema movie passes?
Three people.
Three people stumped us. We got a few right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go with, and they're all numbered right now?
Yeah.
Go randomly. With number one.
Okay.
Which one was that?
That's
one?
Scott.
Was that the, well, which one was that?
That was the last one that called.
Okay.
Right, Scott wins a Celebration Cinema movie pass.
At least it wasn't the pizza guy.
Yeah, I'm glad that guy didn't win.
What color shoelaces did the background actor have?
We got another pair, though, that I want to give away. Let's play Name That Movie Character. We've got our lists ready to go. 800-785-1073. If you're the last man standing on Name That Movie Character, I should say, with the most points, you will win a pair of passes to Celebration Cinema. 800-785-1073. Let's play now. We'll get to that in just a few short minutes. Of course, spring is right around the corner, and it's about time for the kids to start playing spring sports. Head to Meijer for everything you need. You'll find Rawlings baseball gloves, also Easton bats, Adidas cleats, and on in the sporting goods department, along with everything else they need to have a great season. Also, check out the Meijer.com digital sporting goods ad, and you can get $5 off your total sporting goods purchase of $30 or more with clipped M-Perks digital coupons. And that's a great way to save on all of that gear. All right, stick around. Name That Movie Character is next. Call now.
All right, that's it. My little preview of the Lost Zane Recordings. If you want the full show, it's on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks, folks. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.